Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And that meeting between President Trump and President Xi was arranged in part by Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, who has a growing list of responsibilities. Kushner is the head of the White House Office of American Innovation, which is tasked with overhauling federal bureaucracy and solving the problem of opioid addiction. He's also responsible for overseeing U.S. relations with China, Canada, and Mexico, and for brokering a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. And on Monday, he went to Iraq for a briefing on the fight against ISIS. Kushner has no experience in government, national security, or international affairs, but he is undoubtedly one of the most important and influential people in President Trump's inner circle. Joining us now is Andrew Rice, who's a contributing editor at New York Magazine. He wrote a cover story on Kushner. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And what is Jared Kushner's expertise exactly?
Well, I mean, he's sort of the son-in-law without portfolio in the administration. I mean, he is an advisor to President Trump. He's said to be the kind of the last person that President Trump talks to before he makes very important decisions. And going into the administration, it was said that he would sort of have free rein to intervene anywhere that the president saw fit. And we're seeing evidence of that in the sheer kind of diversity of things that he's gotten involved with just in the first couple months of the administration.
But give us a little sense of his background. What does he know about? What's he an expert in? What has he done in the past?
He was a real estate developer. He inherited a real estate company from his father, who didn't die but actually went to a federal prison for a rather baroque scandal. And so he was sort of thrown into this position of great responsibility in the family company at a very young age, in his early 20s. He also owned a newspaper called the New York Observer that kind of covers the New York City elite. And so he was both sort of a media baron and a real estate player, but really, you know, not anyone who has any experience in policy, foreign policy, or any of the really big matters that he's now involved in.
How did Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump meet?
Well, they originally met. I mean, it's the kind of classic New York tabloid elite meet cute story. They were dating, but they broke up over in part of religious concerns on Jared Kushner's family's part, because they are quite Orthodox Jews. And eventually they got back together. The matchmaker was Wendy Deng, the now ex-wife of Rupert Murdoch,
right,
who arranged for them to each independently be invited to the Murdoch yacht, not knowing that the other was going to be there, and that Rupert and Wendy Deng talked them into getting back together because they thought they were such a good couple.
And did Kushner quickly develop a relationship with Donald Trump? I mean, how did Donald Trump come to trust Jared Kushner as much as he does?
I really think that Jared came into his own and became, you know, a truly kind of integral part of the Trump world, I guess, via the campaign. I mean, he came in and was sort of given smallish tasks to do by Trump. He, by all accounts, performed them well. And as time went on, he became more and more of a power player within that campaign. He was instrumental in the removal, reportedly instrumental in the removal, at least two campaign managers, Corey Lewandowski and Paul Manafort. And I think that's just indicative of his growing influence within Trump's inner circle. And I think that what we've seen so far is that Donald Trump is somebody who values loyalty very highly, and he values family loyalty much higher than any other form of loyalty. And Kushner has shown, if nothing else, that he's intensely loyal to Donald Trump.
Would you call Jared Kushner a foreign policy hawk or dove?
Well, I mean, I think the only area in which it's really truly possible to say definitively is on Israel. He's very much in lockstep, I think, with Netanyahu. He's somebody who really supports the government of Israel right down the line. On other things, say, for instance, China and other matters, I think there is some evidence to suggest that Kushner is a less hardline figure than somebody like Steve Bannon, with whom he has had a cooperative relationship during the campaign. And there have been reports that there's more tension between them now. But I think it's quite difficult to kind of talk about a worldview of Jared Kushner, because really I think his worldview is basically trying to put into action Donald Trump's policies or Donald Trump's ideology. He's really about kind of fulfilling the Trump agenda, such as it is, more than advancing any particular ideology.
And do you get the sense that he's a true believer in the Trump agenda?
I think he's a true believer in Trump. I think the agenda is really whatever Trump happens to be enunciating at any given time, and I think Jared would probably be perfectly comfortable if the president decided that he wanted to tack back towards the center and do some things on infrastructure, which Jared is very much in favor of. If he were to try to do some things on education, tax reform, that a relatively moderate tax reform that the Gary Cohn of Goldman Sachs is quite close to Jared has been advocating. I think that's sort of where Jared's beliefs lie. But I think ultimately he's going to do whatever it is that Donald Trump wants.
That's Andrew Rice, who is a contributing editor for New York Magazine. We'll link you to his story about Jared Kushner at hereandnow.org. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks so much.